What's in it for them? 9 genius networking principles to get what you want by helping others get what they want. By Joe Polish. That's me. This audiobook includes a supplemental PDF that contains exercises, images, and resources, as well as the acknowledgments and about the author sections from the print edition. I will be referring to the PDF throughout the recording, so be sure to have it handy as you listen. It should be among the files you downloaded when you purchase this audiobook. Introduction. I'm going to start by giving you the 30,000-foot view of this book right up front. The secret to success in life and in business is learning how to connect and form relationships with other people, and most people don't know how to do that. If you've ever heard entrepreneurs say they hate networking, or if you've been one of the entrepreneurs saying it, it's usually for that very reason. They don't know the right way to do it. Networking has come to mean shallow conversations, transactional relationships, and the anxiety of impressing other people so that they'll do something for you. But that's not what networking has to be, and that's what you'll discover in the chapters ahead. The audiobook you're listening to wouldn't even exist if Dale Carnegie hadn't written his classic, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I love that book, and it remains essential reading to this day. But as I've grown as an entrepreneur over the last 30-plus years, I realize it needs a significant update. I've learned firsthand, sometimes the hard way, that your success and happiness doesn't depend on simply winning friends and influencing people. They depend on winning the right friends and influencing the right people, and identifying who those people are in the first place. The more successful you become in life, the more important these skills become. I've actually created a framework for filtering right-fit people from wrong-fit ones. Any relationship that's ELF, easy, lucrative, and fun, is the right fit, and any relationship that's HALF, hard, annoying, lame, and frustrating, is the wrong fit. You can have ELF clients and ELF team members, or you can have HALF clients and HALF team members. In the past, I was willing to deal with HALFs because those connections have led to lucrative opportunities. It takes courage to walk away from those connections, but at this point in my life, I'm committed to having only ELF relationships. That's what I want for you, and that is the purpose of this book, to change your perspective on how you interact with others so you can make the right connections with the right people in the right way in any situation. To do this masterfully, the key is to start by asking one simple question. What's in it for them?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?